June 26th at the 80 Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, all to benefit our wounded veterans. Proceeds going to Project Healing Waters and Focus Marines Foundation. The barbecue is from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. I'll be broadcasting from 10 until 1, all for a good cause, helping our wounded veterans who were there for us. It's the 80 Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, benefiting wounded veterans. Friday, June 26th from 11 a.m. until 2:30 at 5434 Natural Bridge. We'll see you there.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you're about as popular as Rugburn.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Couldn't find my microphone.
Yeah,
they were all like jumbled up in a clump over here together.
Oh man,
it was just like a big wad of microphones. But I have it, and we're here. And good afternoon, and welcome to the June 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse. I'm making a little note here about something that just popped into my head that I don't want to forget to mention. Hey, do you know who I think is smoking hot? A hot babe. Have you seen this Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina?
No.
Oh.
No.
She, step aside, Sarah Palin.
Really?
I think this woman is really pretty. Yeah, Nikki Haley. She's the one that had the press conference, says, okay, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that Confederate flag. No, wait, that was, I'm no. sorry, I messed up.
Mixing things up.
I confused two speeches.
Yeah.
But she's the one who's now stepped up and endorsed removing the flag and you know, limiting it to a museum. But if you, did you pull her picture up?
Yeah.
Good looking.
Yeah.
Let me see what you got. Let me see if you got good pictures.
I mean, of course, some of the pictures are
not too
better than others. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like that one.
She's kind of got a thin Monica Lewinsky look to her.
Yeah.
If Monica weren't so chubby, I think she's hot. If I were down on the, you know, Charleston legislature, I'd go, okay, whatever you want. Yes, I'll vote yes. Whatever you say. I'll do whatever you want to do. And of course, that's a big, big, that's the big focus and the big discussion now, the Confederate flag. And I'm not going to weigh in on it either way because I get both sides. I get it. Anytime something becomes a symbol for anything offensive to a significant number of people, you have to acknowledge that. You have to take, but personally, I grew up and saw the Confederate flag every day of my life till I left Tennessee. Every day. It was everywhere. It was in neighbors' yards. It was on merchandise, ashtrays in your house with a Confederate flag. We never, ever thought of it as a way of making the statement that we hated black people.
I never did either. Anytime I looked at the Confederate flag, I never thought racism or anything.
But you know
like
what
that.
Happens when nuts like these neo-Nazi people, when they sort of take it you know, make it part of the statement, then you have to go, okay, well, if those people, if this is in any way symbolic of what they think or believe, then we're going to have to yank it and take it away. They'll still fly it. The nuts will still flaunt it and carry it. But I think it's sad because the flag, you know, the Civil War, that flag meant was we're proud of the people down here who served and fought for the South. And this is a sort of our way of commemorating. That was the flag. That's all it was. But it's turned into something else. Enough of that. And Nikki Haley, you're hot. If you're listening on the app, the governor, you're hot. What is it with these hot governors? Sarah Palin, Nikki Haley. What's going on here?
I don't know.
And then we get Nixon, Jay Nixon. Something not fair in all that. Uh-uh. Burke segment goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is,
I do, too. And yeah. I'll save mine until peon.
Oh, Dan's got a good one. This is going to open up some discussion.
Intrigued.
This is a serious one and one that's going to cause some discussion, especially, and in a way it pertains, you should listen to it because of Archie, your little boy.
Yeah.
All right. So let's.
I don't know what this is. I'm intrigued.
Let's start with Eon the peon. What do you have? It's all yours.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Speaking of Archie, Archie and I were watching Godfather last night.
Oh,
and
that's a great movie for a little six-month-old.
Kidding, of course. Kidding. Even if he was to see anything on the screen,
what
would it matter?
So, yeah, so what?
Yeah, exactly. So, but I just know some people out there would probably.
Hey, one of my daughter's first movies, I was watching it at home with her, and her mother was gone.
Deep Throat?
No. Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon. Have you ever seen that?
I know of it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it because it looked stupid to me.
She said it scarred her for life.
And you know, here's the thing. We think he's 6 months in pain. Wouldn't it be something if the first thing he said was, and he said it in this voice, I can't remember the last time you had me before a cup of coffee. That's his first words. Little Archie speaks.
I gave him an offer he couldn't refuse.
I'm going to make an offer he can't refuse. He does it kind of in the high voice till he gets older.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, though. That movie is just the best. Every time I watch it, I'm blown away by how good of a movie that is. It's just
when I called Mike Evans yesterday, he said, you know what movie I was just watching? The Godfather. And he turned it on right at the horse head scene.
It's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Because AMC is running this, I know you're watching it, The Making of the Mob. Did you watch the second episode last night?
I recorded one, and I watched one, and I recorded the second.
Okay, yeah, it aired last night. So they aired The Godfather right before it last night, which kind of tied into, it's good so far.
Which was a really bad one, Godfather 2, it was the stinker.
3.
Oh, 3
no,
was
2 is really good. 1 and 2 were really good, but 3 was... 3 they did like
they pushed their
15
luck.
Years later and it was no good.
I don't even know how 2 could be good without Don Corleone. How could that be any good? Of course you did still have was Pacino in 2?
Oh yeah, absolutely, okay. Yeah. And I can't remember. And I don't know, the timeline is off on some, but they're both very good.
You know, when I interviewed Marlon Brando the day before he died, he actually said, this guy, it's like he could see the future. He said and he wasn't in 2 or 3, and he predicted that 3 would be a disaster.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll play it for you. I had just said, what do you think about sequels? Here's what he said. I'll play it.
You know, every once in a while, the movie studios, they come to you and they make an offer that they think you can't refuse. Like they say, how much money do you want? You name the price. If you do, you know, sequel number 2 or number 3. I don't play that game. Nobody knows the story. But I actually insisted that in The Godfather that I get killed and I die. And that way I knew I wouldn't have to make a sequel, because sequels stink. You know, they stink to high heaven. They're rotten with stink. That's all I feel about sequels. So I made them kill me so I wouldn't have to be in a sequel. Pretty smart, I think.
Wow. Hey, you know what? That was smart. Kill me, then I won't be in the sequel. I'll tell you, that Brando, and he was very sick when he was saying that.
He's a visionary.
He died the next day, yeah.
Wow. 2, Godfather 2 is the one where De Niro's in, too, where he plays the young Don Corleone. That's what helped missing Marlon Brando in the second one. But back to... So we were watching The Godfather, and these two commercials came on with, like, minutes of each other. I don't know if you've heard of either of these medications, Latuda or Lyrica.
Lyrica, I am very familiar with because we tried it for my eye condition. It's a neuropathic nerve medication to calm nerve endings for pain.
Yes. They were selling Lyrica to help with diabetic nerve pain in this commercial.
Right.
But and we talked about this before, like how the commercials are 15 seconds of talking about the drug and then 45 seconds of...
Disclaimer.
Yeah. And I pulled both of these commercials just to... I mean, they're getting worse with where at a certain point, you're going to take whatever... Just stick with whatever ailment you have.
Right.
You don't want to risk having all these other...
All these other things are worse than what you have.
Yes. I know.
So here's the first one. This is Lyrica. I'll just go.
Hi, I'm Terry, and I have diabetic nerve pain. I worked at a patrol unit for 17 years in the city of Baltimore. When I first started experiencing the pain, it's hard to describe because you have a numbness, but yet you have the pain... Like thousands of needles sticking in your foot. This progression would be getting worse. And at that point, I knew I had to do something. When I went back to my healthcare professional, that's when she suggested the Lyrica. Once I started taking the Lyrica, the pain started subsiding.
It's known that diabetes damages nerves. Lyrica is FDA approved to treat diabetic nerve pain. Lyrica is not for everyone. It may cause serious allergic reactions or suicidal thoughts or actions.
Uh-oh.
Tell your doctor right away if you have these. New or worsening depression or unusual changes in mood or behavior.
Yeah.
Or swelling, trouble breathing, rash, hives, blisters, changes in eyesight, including blurry vision, muscle pain with fever, tired feeling, or skin sores from diabetes.
Yeah.
Common side effects are dizziness, sleepiness, weight gain, and swelling of hands, legs, and feet. Don't drink alcohol while taking Lyrica. Don't drive or use machinery until you know how Lyrica affects you. Those who have had a drug or alcohol problem may be more likely to misuse Lyrica. Ask your doctor about Lyrica today.
Okay, I think I will.
Now, here's the, mentioned as one of the side effects, possible side effects, possible swelling of the hands and feet. Why is it that no medication has a side effect of enlarged or swelling penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side effects may include
your extremity. Oh, yeah. Your wiener should be an extremity because it's...
Every guy'd be out taking it.
It's never a side effect.
And I don't know what the deal is with all these drugs having... Suicidal thoughts be
everyone.
I know.
Thoughts of suicidal thoughts.
I mean, that would scare me away from any drug that, I mean, even if it's, you know, a 0.004% chance of it. So Latuda is the next one.
Latuda sounds like a gas. If you have gas and you're tired of tooting, take Latuda.
It is a bipolar medication to help with bipolar disorder.
Here's how bad I am. I'm tripolar. That's how bad I am.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, that's a lot of up and down and sideways.
Very serious. Yes.
So, Latuda, it's pretty much the same thing, but I'll go ahead and play this one. That's a...
I love the music.
If you're struggling with bipolar depression, there are treatment options. Ask your doctor if once-a-day Latuda, Lurasidone HCL, may help you.
All right.
In clinical studies, Latuda has been shown to be effective for many people struggling with bipolar depression. Latuda is not for everyone.
Uh-oh.
Call your doctor about unusual mood changes,
uh-oh,
behaviors, or suicidal thoughts.
There it is. There it is again.
Antidepressants can increase these in children, teens, and young adults. Elderly dementia patients on Latuda have an increased risk of death or stroke.
Oh,
no.
Call your doctor about fever, stiff muscles, and confusion,
stiff
as these
muscle
may be signs
stiff
of a life-threatening reaction.
Weight.
Or if you have uncontrollable muscle movements, as these may be permanent.
Uh-oh.
What?
High blood sugar has been seen with Latuda and medicines like it, and in extreme cases can lead to coma or death.
Oh,
other
what?
Risks include decreased white blood cells, which can be fatal,
oh,
dizziness,
whoa,
on standing, seizures, increased cholesterol, weight, or prolactin, trouble swallowing, and impaired judgment.
Oh.
Avoid grapefruit and grapefruit juice.
Wow.
Use caution before driving or operating machinery. There are paths to treat bipolar depression.
Not this one.
I'm going to
tell
you. Holy
moly.
One of them. It just, I mean, those were like within a minute. It blew me away how, I mean, I don't know how anybody listens to that commercial and says, well, I'm going to ask my doctor.
Can I tell
about
you a story? You know what Paxil is?
Yes,
yeah,
that's
antidepressant.
Antidepressant, yeah.
Right. I was on Paxil. This is a few years ago, and I'm taking this Paxil, and I don't remember what it was, the side effect that I didn't like. I was tired of it. I'm not taking this anymore, so I just stopped taking it. You cannot.
No.
Oh my goodness!
You can't just stop.
Let me tell you something. About 2 days after I stopped, I'm not exaggerating any of this. I turned my head just left to right, and it was the identical sound and feel of a bucket of water. Like my head was a bucket
sloshing,
of was
your brain
half
was
full of water and sloshing back and forth. The weirdest thing ever. And when I would look or move and look left to right, what I had seen followed me and trailed to the next.
Whoa.
Like if I looked to the left, what I had just looked like on the right side, at on the right side, followed me. You think you're going insane. And I did not know what was wrong. And then my wife, and I hate it when they're right. I hate it. She said, did you by any chance stop taking that Paxil? And I said, yeah. I didn't like the fact that it made me, I don't know, whatever, it was sleepy. I don't know. She said, oh, my goodness, you can't do that. So she said, you get online. Now, I went online, and I just, all I did was Google, what happens if you just abruptly stop taking Paxil? The very first thing that popped up was that I should call the suicide hotline.
Mm.
It said immediately call someone if before you commit suicide. And then it led me to other sites where it had the statistics on how many people had killed themselves because they just stopped taking Paxil.
Wow.
And it was in big red letters. Do not allow yourself to continue with these suicidal thoughts. Call this number. I had several numbers to call. And I thought, wow, this, because they said the people it happens to, you actually lose your sense of reasoning. You can't reasonably go, well, this is just because I quit that medication.
Right.
Your mind is screwed.
You're in
up.
An alternate reality.
And I finally called the doctor, and he said, go back, start, hey, cut the dose in half. And he said, we'll taper it off. He said, boy, till that kicks in. He said, please, for goodness sakes, if you think you can't deal with it, call me or call somebody. It was weird, man.
Yeah,
and
I know.
There's a lot of stuff you can't stop taking abruptly.
I know some of these medications help people out, but the fact how bad some of them alter your brain chemicals, and yeah, it's
you just saved lives.
Well,
I have something in the same realm.
I'm done. You can go ahead and start.
I wanted to play this on the heels of what Peon was playing. I recorded this on my phone because I backed it up on TV this morning. It was a commercial for medication for dogs. And then they went through the side effect thing. And I couldn't believe it. So I don't know how it's going to turn out. But I recorded it. And I'll see how it turns
out. Probably going to be horrible.
No, I don't know.
If it's a Dan Strauss production.
I know. Let's see. Hold on.
This is good.
Perfecto is for dogs 6 months of age or older. Side effects may include vomiting, decreased appetite, diarrhea, lethargy, excessive thirst, and flatulence.
Dog flatulence.
And flatulence.
Diarrhea and flatulence. I don't want that for my dog.
Yeah, some dogs already have that. How would you know the difference?
I don't know.
Because, you know, a dog, I don't know what's in a dog's brain, but a dog, I don't think, knows to scrunch up and hold it till they can run outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it happens to us, like you get hit with the cramps and gurgles.
Yeah.
You kind of scrunch and you try to make it somewhere. I don't think dog. I think they just let it go. Let her go.
Yeah. They
wherever they are. Living room, no problem. I've never even heard of a dog medication.
I have no idea. It was on TV this morning. I just saw that.
You know what it is? Everybody is now so afraid that they're going to get sued because we've allowed everybody to sue everybody for anything.
Yeah.
So you got to cover it all. How about this? One disclaimer. If anything bad happens from this medication, we're not responsible. How about that? Anything. Just anything. Anything bad. Any bad reaction. You take it at your own risk. You're on your own. There you go. It's all covered. Do you have anything? Yes, Dan has something. I think we're going to break.
Yeah.
And Dan has an unbelievable story. It's a horrible story. It's a true story. But this time of year, it's a great thing to be aware of and a really good reminder of something. And that's all I'm going to say. And he's going to do it after we come back from this break. And this is a Johnny Londoff.
Meet me.
Oh, we can go to traffic first.
And you know, I was just about to say, but first,
right.
Yeah, let's go to traffic. Who's up there?
Okay, it's Tim Weiland.
Is it Tim? Tim, if you're there, it's all yours.
I am here.
All right.
All right. Hey, we've got a stalled vehicle on westbound 70 at Jennings Station Road blocking the right lane. Traffic is jammed back to Shreve. The only other real slowdown I see right now is on westbound 40, and that is a little bit west of Hampton through McCausland. Eastbound 40 is just heavy now from Mason to 270. And this report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. St. Louis Bread Company has new summer salads, the Mediterranean chicken and quinoa, or quinoa. Nutty organic quinoa deserves great salad. And great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food it should be. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. When you're going to be stuck in traffic, it's a lot nicer if you're stuck in a car you really like. In fact, you sort of almost want to get stuck in traffic, but because you're still in love with the smell and the feel and the newness of the car, even if your new car is a pre-owned car. And I have in my life bought many pre-owned cars. And I was as excited as I was when I bought the new one, especially excited that I paid a whole lot less money. So whether you're in the market for a new Chevy or a pre-owned just about anything, because people will trade in for a Chevy, and, of course, many times it's not a Chevy. I've seen everything out there from Range Rovers to, you know, Cadillacs to Porsche. One day he called me, he had a black Porsche 911 convertible. It's an unbelievable car. Somebody obviously thought, I don't want to drive this anymore. It's too small for me. It's too fast for me. It's dangerous. Whatever. So they bought a new Chevy from Johnny Londo. Whatever you're looking for. And let me add this. If you have a little time and you know exactly what you want, exactly meaning I want something 3 or 4 years old, four-wheel drive, under 30,000 miles, blah, blah, blah. Kind of give them a description. They'll find it for you. You give them a little time, they'll find it. They've done it for me. Johnny Londo Chevrolet, for every one of you listening who hates the process of buying a car, I'm going to invite you to go to a place where that will not be the case ever again. You will never dread the car buying experience, and you shouldn't. Johnny Londo Chevrolet. You can find him online at Londoff.com or, of course, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Londo Chevrolet.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holden.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams.
For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
For all of your heating and your cooling needs, there is a St. Louis family you need to be aware of. It's Gelmisch & Sons. Since 1950, the Gelmisch family is making sure all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. They make sure your operations are running in peak condition, which in turn will save you money on your energy bills. At Gelmisch & Sons, if need be, they will install a brand new full Lennox system. Now that's the gold standard. A full air conditioner and a furnace for $28.95. Think about that for a second. A brand new furnace and a brand new air conditioner for $28.95. Because it is much more energy efficient, you will save money on your energy bills. And Gelmisch & Sons is that family since 1950. It's been the family name on the door. It's been the family name on the big red trucks. They haven't sold it, and they make sure they are proud, and customer service is top-notch. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who are very smart, but they think they can just maneuver the way through the HAMP program or any of the government loan modification programs. And I'm here to tell you, it's complex stuff, and you need the professionals that do it every day better than anybody. That's the St. Louis Home Retention Group. Steve, didn't you just tell me about a guy that tried to do it his way and decided you guys were the answer?
This gentleman came in and sat down in my office with his wife and his three kids who were all in elementary school. We stepped up and were able to stop his foreclosure or in the process of getting his loan modified to a payment. So the point I'm trying to make here is we do these things every day. We're extremely efficient at it. If you try it yourself and fail, do not be afraid to pick up the phone and call us, because we will be the people who are going to give you the best chance to not only save your home, but put your payment at an affordable number for you.
Can't say it any better than that. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living, Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite capped with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living, Inc., located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com. It's that time of year that the temperature and the humidity is through the roof, so your grass and your lawn is under stress, which means you can apply T-methyl at the first sign of distress and then follow up 2 weeks later with Dynagreen's Eagle, which will help protect your lawn from fungus. Now, if you need help like I need help, go to DynaGreenInfo.com and your local independent lawn and garden dealer will be able to tell you everything you need to know to make your green lawn the greenest on the block.
DynaGreen can be found at Valley Park Elevator. Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. You've heard the expression, bigger is better. Well, that's not necessarily true when it comes to funeral homes. Here at J.B. Smith, we're large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the understanding your family deserves. We offer one-of-a-kind customer service, and our professionals will be with you every step of the way when planning a memorial, cremation, or burial service. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, providing hometown values and personalized service for over 80 years.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
And now the continuation of the Burke segment. We give the floor to Dan Strauss. Dan, it's all yours.
All right, thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
I will. I guess I'll set this up to.
Pay attention, folks. This is really interesting.
Let you know.
Sad, and I think you need to pay attention.
Yeah, to let you know who these people are. John and Roxana Bulwark are. John is our keyboard player in the band.
What band?
The Southside Johnny Band. And then Roxana is his wife, and she books all of our jobs and things like
okay.
that.
So the wife of one of your band members.
Yes.
Okay.
Roxana has a brother. His name is Daryl Dickerson, and he lives in Memphis. Saturday, they get a phone call saying that Daryl, and Daryl is one of these guys in the family. They say that he is the party. When the family gets together, he's the one that hangs out with the kids. He's 49 years old, but he's just a big kid himself.
Yeah.
So they have an above-ground pool, one of those four-foot above-ground pools, but they also have a deck around it. So when you have the deck butted up to it like that, it's like an in-ground pool. So you can jump off the deck and jump in the pool and everything. So he was out playing with the kids last Saturday in the pool, and they were throwing noodles and jumping in, and he just went and dove in, not even thinking, and hit his head on the bottom of the pool.
This has happened so many times
over
the years to people diving in water not deep enough to dive in and hit their heads.
So he comes up and he's floating, and you know how we've all done it before, just kind of floating,
float face down, pretend to be dead.
And so his wife finally says, Daryl, enough, And one of the kids goes out and pushes him and ends up rolling him over, and he's turning blue already. So they run down the street. There's a firefighter that lived down the street, and he came up, administered CPR. They finally got a pulse when the paramedics got there. They got a pulse in the helicopter. They airlifted him to the hospital. So he is now in the hospital, and they just put a halo on him this morning.
For those of you who don't know what a halo is, this is your worst nightmare. It's the big metal contraption where your head looks like it's in a cage, and it's bolted into your skull.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just stabilizes everything. So, and they're not exactly sure, because he's completely unconscious right now, but they do know that he broke his C1, C2, C6, C7.
Holy cow.
And broke his thorax, which is the bone right below the vertebrae. So that's all broken, and they're not sure what's going on. His eyes have opened a couple of times, but they say that that's just a reaction.
Yeah, that can mean nothing.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty much just saying we have to wait and see. The brain swelling has to go down by, you know, Saturday. They're going to try and check, and they said it could be 3 weeks, a month, whatever. But they're trying to wait. So he's on a ventilator right now and doing other things. But there are some like kidneys are functioning and different things are functioning. So that's good news. But they have no idea if there's going to be brain damage or anything like that. But we had been talking when the summer started. We were talking about swimming in the lake, and we were talking about diving in to different things like that. And it's like, you don't know what's under the water. You dive in, you hear so many people doing that.
Here's the other thing that happens. If you go to any small lake or pond or river, and there's a rocky bluff or something, and you see kids diving off like they're Tarzan, it's a movie. And so somebody will see another person dive. They go, well, that's okay, I'll dive. You're off by a foot. You didn't land exactly where they did. And in that spot where you hit, there's a rock just below the surface.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah,
it's unless you know exactly the depth of the water you're diving headfirst in, it's a very dangerous thing to do. And this time of year, in summer, and pools, and, you know, I just saw yesterday where somebody else got electrocuted at Lake of the Ozarks because the dock wasn't wired right. He jumps in and electrocuted.
Yeah,
he touched the ladder and that was it. He's fried. But yeah. you have to really in a case like that, who would ever know that they're going to get electrocuted? You can't fault the person. I guess you fault the dock owner.
No.
But this paralysis thing from diving in a pool, what a horrible, horrible way to ruin the rest of your life.
And they were just playing around and not even thinking. Nobody's thinking about anything like that. And you're just diving, throwing noodles around and toys and all that stuff. And all of a sudden you just dive in and you don't even realize it. And boom, that's it. It's crazy. It was like we were talking about Christopher Reeve. Look how, when he fell off the horse.
In an instant. He goes from being a movie star, a fitness fanatic, to essentially a vegetable in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
And the entire family is just affected. The kids, the poor kids witnessed everything. And thank goodness they had a fireman that lived right down the street. So he came up and did the CPR. So
I think one of the reasons I haven't had as much fun as I should have had in my life is I've always been overly cautious. I've been too afraid of everything. But you know what? Being a little too afraid of everything is a pretty safe way to live.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. I think I've overdone it in my life where other kids did things that I would do because I was afraid or whatever. But I'm here and I'm alive. And since Dan brought this up, can I just say one thing quickly about something else that's not related, but it sort of is?
Yeah.
I'm watching TV last night, and I watched a couple of things, and I watch whatever I want now. In any part of the house I want, because my wife's not home. I watch Cops. I must have watched like 12 episodes of Cops. So, because she's sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, she's not home, and just as I thought I was adjusting, you know, then I realized just how much I miss somebody telling me everything to do. One of the things I watched was a documentary on kids who have been killed with guns because of negligent, idiotic parents. Everybody knows I'm a real pro-gun guy. But let me tell you something. I watched some stuff last night that tore me apart. And it was actual footage and police photos. It was on HBO or Showtime or wherever it was from the scene. Things like one was a boy. This is not long ago, a couple, 3 years ago. A little boy, 10, 12, visiting a buddy, and they're playing video games. And they end the game, and one of the kids says, "Hey, man, I'm going to show you something really cool." And he goes in his dad's bedroom, and he gets a revolver. And he comes out with it and shoots his little friend right in the head and kills him. He didn't mean to do it. It was an accident. That kid will live with that for the rest of his life. The parent of that kid, the dad, will live for the rest of their lives knowing that because of their negligence, somebody else's little boy is dead. When I finished watching this, I picked up the phone and I called each one of my sons. And I said, "Look, this is going to sound a little weird, but I think what happens is when you have a lot of guns around, you get so comfortable with them, and you know that you know what they'll do, but you get to a point where you forget that I have a grandson now. There haven't been little kids in my house for a long time, but there is now. And so I just took stock of what gun is where, and when he comes over, make absolutely sure there's no possible way that he can get to a gun and fire it." And I would say, and I called my other son, who's the uncle. He doesn't have any kids yet. But I could tell they were glad I called because it was a reminder to every day, every time that little man is around. I can't even imagine how I would ever go on living if I knew that my little grandson was shot and killed because I left a gun somewhere. And again, I'm really pro-gun, but I'm also pro-common sense. And if you have guns, I think that's great. But you got little kids around, and I think sometimes you go, "Well, he can't reach that. It's up on the shelf." Really? I've watched my not even yet quite two-year-old grandson find a little stepladder, knows how to open it up, climb up it. He thinks he's a big deal. King of the hill. He gets up that little ladder. They can get the thing.
Yeah. You don't want to find out what they can get into after it's too late.
I asked my son, I said, he's the one with my son who has the child, who's my grandson, about his wife's car. I said, "Is there a gun in her car?" He said, "Not anymore." Because that's the car she carries him around in, even though he's in a baby seat. Look, things happen people can't figure out. How does a guy get out of handcuffs and kill a cop? I'm sure there are kids that have gotten out of baby seats in the back. They figured out how to unbuckle, how to climb it. They climb up front, they get the gun that's in the car, and then something horrible happens. So think about it. Think about this diving thing.
And the diving thing, it's funny that you said that you called your kids. As soon as I found out about this thing that happened with Daryl, I called my daughter because we had a pool put in the backyard years ago,
right.
And Alyssa has her friends over, and she has, and I called her, and it's the same type of pool, same type of deck and everything, and I called her and said, "No diving." She goes, "I know." And I said, "No, I really mean no diving. Here's why." And I explained to her, and I told her what happened, because she knows John and Roxanna.
You know what it would be, the perfect situation would be that every time kids are at a pool, you invite somebody to go and sit poolside in a wheelchair who's paralyzed that they can see and look at the whole time they're at the pool. I'm not kidding. That would do it. That would be a wake-up call.
Yeah. But she knows, and they don't dive. And I said, "None of your friends, when they come over, make sure that no one dives into that pool like that." Because it's horrible. But some of his friends set up it's called GoFundMe. It's on Facebook.
Yeah, they raise money.
Yeah, and there's a link to it on my Facebook page. I put it on mine, Dan Strauss, on Facebook. So if you want to, they've already raised over $2,000 now, $2,100 or something like that.
And Peon's little boy, Archie, is already taking swimming lessons, am I right?
Yes.
He's 6 months old. Good for you. My little grandson just started taking swimming lessons. He'll be 2 next month. I don't think you could teach a kid to be comfortable in the water and I don't think you can do that too early.
No.
And I think
Oh, especially the sooner if you the have better, a pool in your backyard.
Yeah, until you know they're at the point where if somebody pushes them in, they know how to get out. They know how to get to the side. They can make they're fine. They're comfortable in the water. The worst scenario is these kids who are scared to death of the water because some knucklehead held them under. That happens a lot. So you have this horrible experience. Now you stay away from the water. Worst thing you can do is go back after it and you know what we're saying. Just be careful here. What I think about is the torment you have to live with if something horrible happened, and it's really on you because you didn't lock up the gun or you didn't tell the kids the pool wasn't deep. I don't know how you go on living after you know you're the reason some kid got killed. So use your heads. We're running out of time, but we're going to take some calls next hour. Colin Jeffrey's going to join us next hour. Real quickly, I have to – Peon mentioned The Godfather. Last night, I stumbled upon a movie I've seen at least four, maybe five times. It is one of the best movies I have ever seen. It's a romantic comedy. I know, a chick kind of movie, but it's probably the best one ever made. And I would put it in – I might put it in one of the top 10 movies I've ever seen in my life. And it's As Good as It Gets with Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt. What a fantastic movie. It's a funny movie. It's a sad movie. It's a romantic
movie. What if this is As Good as It Gets?
Well, that's exactly right, Jack. I love that movie, and I love Helen Hunt. I think Helen Hunt in that movie, in an odd way, is just smoking hot. She just is. She's the perfect character, and he's the perfect character for that movie. And like Sling Blade, it has lots of great messages in it.
So crazy someplace else.
Yeah.
We're all stocked up here.
About hate and about bigotry and about romance and about OCD, obsessive, what is it, obsessive compulsive behavior. Yeah. It's got all that in there and how people should deal with other people that have that. And it's funny at times. You know, the funniest line in there to me, one of the funniest is, you know, Jack Nicholson is a weirdo. He's a kook. He's a wealthy. He's a writer, but he's weird and he's rude and he hurts people's feelings. And she tells him at one point, she said, you know, the first time I ever saw you, I thought there's a handsome man. I thought you were handsome. And then you spoke.
Yeah.
It ruined everything. It's As Good as It Gets. If you've never seen it.
People that talk in metaphors ought to shampoo my crotch.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of crap that makes people not like you, okay? Jack Nicholson, right here in the studio. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. What do they do? It's obvious. They're in the kitchen and bathroom remodeling business, and so are lots of other people. So are a lot of people who shouldn't be in it. You can't stop them. There's no law that says you can't stop a guy who has a truck and a business card printed at one of those places, quick copy, or, you know, we can go in there, give me some business cards for $8. You can't stop them, but they don't really know what they're doing. And then there are companies that know what they're doing, but they do it in a cheap way. And the way they get their business is that they undercut everybody in price. Well, a lot of times you really do get what you pay for, and you don't get what you didn't pay for. Thompson Price is not the least expensive place you'll go to have a kitchen remodel or a bathroom, but they're not going to be the most expensive either. But here's what matters. You will get every dollar's worth, and it'll be done by pros who are perfectionists, and you're going to love your kitchen, bathroom for a long, long time. They have a showroom in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of Manchester. I'm a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. In with TJ Maxx, a beautiful showroom, but that's just a tiny, tiny speck when it comes to possibilities for your kitchen or bathroom. You can also, of course, visit their website. It is Thompson Price. Remember, you want to see Price in the name of the company you deal with, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
Let's get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Got a new crash now on eastbound 40 before Highway 270 with the right lane block. You're backed up to 141. They've cleared the stall on westbound 70 at Jennings Station. Now it's just the usual slowdown between Union and Jennings Station. Eastbound 270 heavy between Lindbergh and New Florissant, and northbound 55. That's running slow from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. They have a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
keeping you connected to St. Louis and the world.
The Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS. Depend on it.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal, and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
I don't know why, for some reason, I won't talk like this right now. I can't figure it out. I don't know what it is. Is there helium in the room or something?
Maybe.
American Equity Mortgage. Hey, after the news, we're going to come back and talk, and we're going to have a great discussion here. We got a little time before Colin comes in about 4:30, so save those thoughts, whatever you had about summer or swimming or whatever, anything else. We'll be happy to put you on here. This is the great forum for everybody where we never hang up on anybody, even the weirdest of weirdos. American Equity Mortgage has been around for 20, they just hit the 23-year mark last April. So they're 2 months into their 24th year. Congratulations to them. Here's the other thing that makes me happy. That's how long they've been part of this show, 23 years. As long as they've been around, the first year they opened up shop, they knew they wanted to be part of this show, and they have been ever since. 52 weeks a year for 23 years. You know how unheard of that is? That kind of loyalty, even through the economic dip that we had, they stuck it out and stayed with us, and we appreciate that. And here's what we appreciate from you. The only way we can thank them and keep them on board is when you contact American Equity Mortgage. Please tell them your AM and the PM, and then tell them what it is you need help with. You need a mortgage? You need a second mortgage? You need a debt consolidation loan to pay off some bad debts like credit card debts? You need a home equity loan? Maybe something has come up, and you need some money. You need some cash, and you don't want to pay a big, fat, interest rate. You don't have to. You're a homeowner. You're special. American Equity Mortgage.